ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। वेरी गुड इवनिंग ऑल ऑफ अस हैव बीन लिसनिंग टू अव्यक्त बापदादा'स मुरलीज़ ऑफ दिस सीजन इन पर्टिकुलर सिंस बापदादा हैज बीन कमिंग फ्रॉम नवंबर ऑनवर्ड्स. And I have noticed one of the main signals Baba has been giving in each Murli is to become an intense effort maker, because the time is short and we have come quite late to Baba, so we have to make up for the time. And the easiest way to make intense effort is just follow the Father. You don't have to create any new path. You just need to follow the path Father has followed. When we say follow the Father, actually, so the easiest way to make intense effort is to follow the Father. Means follow the Sakar Father. And that is why Baba says, following the Father, in other words, is called becoming Bap Saman, equal to the Father. When you follow the Father at every step, you become like the Father, Bap Saman, equal to the Father. And what it means to become Bap Saman, equal to the Father, to become complete and perfect, like the Father. Because Brahma Baba was also a human being like all of us. He also made efforts. So he was able to reach his perfect stage. He was able to reach his karmati stage in the corporeal body. So if I can follow Baba at every step, so automatically I will become equal to the Father, that is complete and perfect. This is how Baba would like to see us. Baba has expressed his wish. Baba's wish is to see a gathering of souls who are complete and perfect. So what it means to become complete? Because until I become complete, I cannot become perfect. So when you think of the complete stage, what image comes in front of you? An image that we can connect it with the corporeal world. At least for me, the image that comes is the full moon. You know, when the moon is full, it is called complete. Even if one line is missing, it is not called full, so it is not complete. So that gives us a clear understanding. To become complete means to become full. Like today, Baba expressed three types of children. Number one type of children are those who are always full of all powers, full of all virtues, full of all specialities, full. So first, I need to make myself full. Then I can move on to the stage of being complete. So what is the secret of becoming full? Baba is constantly giving. Sometimes Baba says, the one who gives never gets tired, but the one who takes becomes tired of taking. So the secret for me to remain full that leads us to the stage of being complete is to take from one father and give all. You try. Don't have the desire to take from any human being. Because human beings have the tendency to take, you know, give one and take ten. So at the end of the day, I will still remain empty. So for me, the secret of remaining full is to take from one and give all. You know, then I will be bharpur. That means overflowing, not just full. Why? Because the one who gives is a bestower. He only gives, his account is open. So when I take from him, I don't have any fear of losing anything. I will only fill myself. So the sign of a soul who takes from one and gives all is they are always content. The sign of being full is satisfaction. And satisfaction leads to contentment. You know, like sometimes when you are hungry, you are looking for food. And when you get the food, you eat belly full. And then somebody comes and gives you something extra, what would you say? No. I am full. I am satisfied. I can't take any more. You know, that should be our spiritual feeling. You know, Baba has given me everything. We do say, you know, sometimes, having attained Baba, I have attained everything. Nothing I want anymore. But still, every now and then, we have some complaints. Oh, this one did not give me love. Oh, this one did not give me respect. I did not get cooperation. So these little thoughts of complaint shows that there is something lacking. So I need to work on making myself full. Because that is the degree we get in the confluence age for becoming complete. You know, the degree of a deity in the future is different. But the degree that we receive in the confluence age for attaining the stage of being complete is the degree of full. You know, peaceful, blissful, merciful, knowledgeful, full degree. So once I am able to feel full, then I am complete. And that is the stage of being complete is the angelic stage. Angel means full. Angel belongs to this world. They don't belong to golden age. But they are also human beings. But they are human in form, godly in nature. So while being in this physical body, I have to become an angel. Now we are working towards the stage, angelic stage. But when I become full, I move away from this Brahmin into angel. No, that is what happened with all the Dadis, Baba, Brahma Baba. So when they moved away from the stage of being complete into that stage, they became angel. An angel always gives. That is why, you know, all religion, no matter which culture, which faith, everybody welcomes angels. No, the other day, Brijmohan Bhai was telling us in Delhi, what is the difference between a ghost and an angel? You know, what is the difference? Actually, ghost comes. Nobody invites ghost, but it does not go away easily. You have to really, you know, make a lot of effort to chase away the ghost. But angel comes and they leave. You know, they don't wait for applause. Easy. So I have to become an angel, and the stage of being an angel in this end of this Brahmin life is the stage of being complete. God-like. Not God himself, God-like stage. So suppose if I want to check myself, to what extent I have arrived at that stage of being complete, I can keep a few points to checkpoints, measuring scale. So the first sign of a soul who is complete, full, satisfied, content, is that they remain stable, unshakable, immovable. You know, because when anything is full, you know, when you pack something airtight, there is no space for it to shake. So because I am full, I am complete, I become unshakable, immovable and stable. Not stagnant. Don't misunderstand the word stability for being stagnant. Stable is a stage which allows you to move faster. It's not stagnant. So that's one of the practical signs by which I know whether I have arrived at the stage of being complete. Sampan. You know, in the future, deities are praised as Sarvaguna Sampan. You know, means it's 16 celestial degrees complete. So again, complete means all powers in equal percentage. Not like power of tolerance 80%, power of accommodation 40%. So that doesn't make me complete. So complete means it is full in all powers, all virtues and all points of knowledge. In other words, actually you need to underline the word always. The sign of being complete in this body is always. And that is why you have noticed in this season, Baba has underlined this word sada. Yes, you remember? Sada. Baba likes the word sada. Because when I am constant in making myself full of all virtues, all powers, all points of knowledge, all arts of life, I accumulate an income for a long period of time. That is the magic. Even though we have come late to Baba's knowledge, Anytime you have come, from the moment you have come until today, that is your longest period. And if you have been always consistent, so you can make yourself complete. Even though you have come last, but you can go fast. So that's the second sign. You know, means the percentage of powers are equal. Not like one thing more than other. So that is another sign of being complete. So anything that which is complete is beyond feelings, beyond the kind of influences. You know, we get influenced by somebody, we get influenced by something, or we get affected because there is something lacking. So if I am complete, I don't have any flu, I don't have any feelings. Feelings here means sensitivity. You know, sometimes we react very subtle. You know, when something happens which I don't like, when somebody says something which I don't like, we react immediately. That is sensitivity. So that is showing me there is something lacking. So that is why the magic of moving forward is to use the right power, the right virtue, at the right time, in the right proportion. This is really a very important method to make myself complete. Means we have all the knowledge, you know, what is tolerance, what is patience, what is accommodation, what is the point of drama. But to use the knowledge, use the power appropriately, at the same time, at the right time, that makes me complete. So that is the attention I need to keep. And thirdly, I can check myself to what extent I have arrived at the stage of being complete. Complete means no complaints. I would not have any complaint about anybody, and none of them will have any complaints about me. This is the best effort, easy effort to become complete. Complaints are there as long as I am discontented. If I am content with myself, if others are contented with me, where will the complaints be? And complaints are always due to lacking something, wanting something. But if I am full, if I have everything, I am only giving. It's only when there is a thought of taking, I have complaint. So check, you know, whether you have any complaints about anybody in your heart, that is due to my deficiency. Not that they did anything, but there is something lacking in me, something missing. So I have to fill that myself. So once I am complete, I am always giving. You know, like moonlight, for example, full moon day. Actually, the moon is not calling anybody to look at it. But people's attention naturally goes towards the moon. So when I am complete, automatically others receive what they want from me. I don't even have to think of giving. You know, in other words, complete means a bestower, master bestower. Not only giving and receiving. Because sometimes in being a donor, there is expectation that others should give. I give 10 times, others should at least give me 1 time. But if I am a bestower, like the sun, just giving, giving. Others receive. And you know, you feel like you are not making any effort. You are just moving in a lift, like moving in the viman of blessings. So it is actually angel. Being an angel is complete. Being full is a forerunner of being complete. So when you are full, you are a pakka Brahmin. You are a true Brahmin. That leads you to that angel stage. And so once I become an angel, I become godlike. You know, this is what Dadi Gulzar has been telling us all the time. Now you have to show through your face what you have attained from Baba, that fullness, that stage of being an angel, complete with that contentment, that sparkle on your face. You know, royal family members have that sparkle, so people should get what they want without asking. That is the sign of a soul who is complete. They just come in front of you and they have a wish they want and they got it. So they call you as God. You know, Master God, Master Bestower. So the stage of being complete, you can call it as karmatit stage. You can call it as angel. And then the next stage is perfect. Of course, when you think about perfect stage, that is the stage of a deity. You know, that is the stage of a deity. Perfect means pure soul in pure body. Angel stage is in human form, but godly in nature. Because we experience Baba being angel, even when he was in the corporeal form. We experienced Dadi Prakashmani in angel form while she was in the body, like us. But perfection, perfect stage is the stage of an angel, where there is 100% purity. You know, the first birth in the golden age is perfect deity. So to attain that perfect stage is like becoming real gold. You know, once Dadi was asking, should we become diamond first and become gold after? Because Sangam Yuga is called diamond age. So we become diamonds. When you become a flawless diamond, you become real gold. So perfect stage is described as real gold, sato guni, sato pradan stage. No name and trace of vices, total pure. So in one word, we could say perfect means no effect, no defect. Perfect. If there is effect, that is a sign of a defect. That is the sign of a flaw. So I need to check. After becoming complete, it is not like one after the other. It is just a fine line, you know, fine line. Like now we can say Brahma Baba is in perfect stage. He will not take another body until the first birth Sri Krishna, pure body, pure elements in the pure soul enters that element body made up of 5 elements. So which means godlike. Means there is no difference between the soul of Brahma and Shiv Baba now, because they are equal. So I need to experience that stage while I am in the body. So that is why one of the signs, even they talk in Bhagavad Gita, the forerunner of perfection is balance. balance in all forms lead you to that stage of perfection. The one balance Baba spoke about in one of the Muralis of the season is balance in all four subjects. You know, total contentment in all four subjects. It's not like I am interested only in yoga, not in knowledge, I am interested in service, not in dharana. It's not just choose and pick, but balance. And particular balance that is described in Bhagavad Gita also is equanimity in praise, defamation, happiness, sorrow, respect, disrespect, victory, defeat. This is just a fine line. You know, when I'm able to maintain equanimity, not even in dream that should affect my mind, my stage. So when there is balance, detached and loving, Nyara and Pyara, practically Baba spoke about it in the last Murli. You know, this is one of the practical indications that made us understand that Baba was in his perfect stage. No, that is why Baba encourages us not to make effort to be loving to somebody. The more effort you make to be loved by others, the more you move away from them. If you want everyone to love you, the most important effort is to remain detached. The more detached I am, the more I will be loved. You know, what it means, detachment, means to, Baba said the example is lotus flower. To know everything, to see everything, but continue to play your role unaffected by the actions and reactions that is happening around you. That is why God is called love. He is not called attachment. He is called love. He is detached. So balance between all these opposites actually gives me the sign of becoming perfect. So that is why the praise that is given for perfect stage is fivefold. You know, how do you describe perfect stage? We say all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, double non-violent, the one who follow the supreme code of conduct. So I have to check myself, you know, all virtuous. No, sometimes we look into the list of virtues and say, okay, I have this virtue, I don't have, I can manage. No, deity means all virtuous, completely viceless. So that means name and trace of vices doesn't exist. And that is why Golden Age is called the land of charitable souls. The souls are not only pure, you know, in Hindi we use few words, pavitra. Then we say pavan. Then we say sato pradhan. So it's different levels of purity. So when we call God, we say patit pavan, redeemer of the sinful. So that means all my accounts of sins finished. My account of good actions are in excess. So when someone has reached the perfect stage, this is one of the signs. You know, the account of sinful action is finished. So they have excess of good actions, so their actions becomes neutral. Because in Golden Age, What kind of actions we perform? Neutral action. So that means you don't get the return for the action you do for you in the golden age. What you have accumulated in the confluence age, you take it with you. That's why the parents in the golden age don't give any inheritance, their inheritance for you, but you get the inheritance what you have accumulated from here. So that is why no karmic accounts. You know, that is why the souls in the golden age are called Vikarmajit. Vikarmajit. They are conquerors of Vikarmas. So I need to check my karma, you know. Have I destroyed all my karmic accounts and accumulated excess account of charity? Then my actions will be neutral. This is what Dadi said. Once we asked Dadi whether in the confluence age we can perform neutral action, she said yes and no. No, why? Because we have not released the burden of sinful action that we have on our head of 63 births. It's only when I have finished those accounts, then I can think about neutral action. Yes, because when you have finished those karmic accounts, you have excess of good karma in your account. Then whatever actions you perform, it's neutral. So this is why we have to pay a lot of attention towards the quality of action we are performing. No, we may not be performing gross sins because we can understand, but we still continue to perform subtle sins consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously. And that is why you see sometimes all of a sudden you lose your happiness. All of a sudden you lost Baba online. You just don't know what happened. You sit in yoga, you just can't get Baba online. You know, you just dial number, cannot get Baba online. What happened? Maybe not on that day you have done anything wrong. You know, maybe I have to check myself. Because the intellect gets locked automatically when I have done something against to Srimad. Consciously, unconsciously or subconsciously. So when my intellect gets locked, I can't get Baba online. I must be honest with myself. I must really look into the mirror of my heart. And I must realize. And ask for forgiveness from Baba. Then automatically the intellect lock is open. Nobody else can help you. You have to help yourself. So those of us who are concerned, not worried, concerned to reach our original eternal stage. What it means to become perfect is to return to our original stage. You know, emerge our original sanskara naturally. So original sanskara becomes natural nature while in this body. When that sign is clear, natural nature. You know, devta. Devta means what? The one who gives. That is why the king and queen in the golden age are called sustainers. The subjects consider the rulers as their parents. So the relationship between the ruler and the subject is like children and parents. No, that kind of having the vision towards the whole world as my family, embracing the souls of the whole world with that brotherly vision, mercy and benevolent feelings emerged. So when you have that kind of unlimited feelings, others also will have that kind of unlimited feelings. You feel everyone belong to you, but the others also feel you belong to them. That is when I know I am moving towards my perfect stage. Unlimited, unlimited. There is no limitations. You know? Because it's like whole world, my family. We say with theoretically, but sometimes there is limitations in our feelings. So it's not only I feel everybody belongs to me, but there should be reciprocal response. Others also should feel. No, I remember once we asked this question from Dadi Prakash Mani in the class. No, Dadi, you know, how do you know that everybody is contented with you and you are contented with them? So first we asked her, she said, yes, I am contented with everyone and everybody is content with me. You know, in the class she said, so then the question was asked, how does she know that everybody is content? So then Dadi gave her honest answer. She said, I have equal vision for all. No matter who it is, whether it is an old person, young person, wealthy person, poor person, educated, uneducated, jnani, agyani, I just have the vision towards them as a soul, equal vision. And so there is the feeling of belonging. And we practically felt that from Dadi, you know. So like there is kind of unlimited consciousness. Total purity. Total purity means what? Unlimited consciousness. So it is like you can embrace the whole world as one family. You know, so I don't have to work on one virtue to become all virtuous. You know what is the shortcut to become all virtuous that leads us to the stage of perfection? Take one good quality from everyone. Steal one good quality from everyone. At the end of the day, you become all virtuous. Shortcut. No, everybody has speciality and defects. So it is my choice what I want to take from them. So collect honey. Collect virtues. At the end of the day, you become virtuous. And someone who is embodiment, image of virtues, what is their sign? So neither they see the defect of anyone, nor they talk about the defect of anyone. So that means I have coming close to my perfect original stage, which is all virtuous. And today Baba also spoke about the definition of purity, no? Of course, purity has different facets, but one of the facets that Baba spoke today is unity. So purity means not just free from lust, not even to have the feeling of jealousy, hatred, you know, not able to get along with someone. So it is like harmonious. That is why in Golden Age they say, there is harmony between man and man, man and nature, man and animals. They all live together. So the stage of perfection is harmony. Harmony dance. You know, of course, all our sanskaras will be different. We cannot have the same sanskara. But there is one thing which is common in all of us, and that is because we are all connected with one and we are all following the Srimat of one. And so as a result of that, we have got the inheritance of God's sanskara in us. So when we are able to use that godly sanskara, so we can harmonize with others. The other day, Mohini Ben said very beautiful thing, you know, when you meet someone, if you look at their sanskara, say corporated sanskara, you know, we have three types of sanskara within us, right? One is eternal sanskara, that is when we were in Parandham. And the second sanskara is the original sanskara of the deity. And corporated sanskara is of devilish traits, right? So when we meet with each other, if I happen to see the devilish trait, see, there are three sets of sanskara in them anyway. But if I see the devilish sanskara, that will chase me. It's a very good point to think about. So you are inviting a ghost to chase you, which is not necessary. You know, they also have the original sanskara. They also have the eternal sanskara. I can see that also. So if we all interact with each other, seeing the original eternal sanskara of each other, there is no question of disharmony. You agree? You can see that? Then we can do harmony dance easily. No, but because we look at the devilish sanskara, we react, and the more you react, the more you sustain your corporated sanskara. Your perfection is far away. You know, the more you react, the more you are sustaining your corporated sanskara. So your golden aged sanskara is merged. So how can I attain that stage? So I have to really have attention on myself, so that when I see any soul, I always see their original. That is why Baba always sees us in our future form. And Baba, that is why Baba has guarantee that we will become deities. But sometimes our vision towards each other is not the same. And one thing I was thinking about perfection, you know, real gold is perfect. It's unaffected, no matter where you keep it. If it is exposed to any kind of weather, it is not affected. So that means to be perfect means I am not affected by whatever kind of atmosphere, whatever kind of situation. In fact, my presence will change the atmosphere. Like dadis, like Baba. You know, when Baba comes, the whole atmosphere is transformed into subtle. When dadis come, within no time, the whole atmosphere changes. So that means their thinking, their attitude is so elevated. So to reach a perfect stage means unaffected by any kind of situation, any kind of atmosphere, any kind of vibrations. But if I get affected a little bit, which means I am 14 degrees. If it is more affected, then 8 degrees. Otherwise, even lesser than that. Once we asked Dadi Gulsar to give a class on 16 celestial degrees complete. Because, you know, we have a list of 16 arts. So we thought, oh, we have to learn all those things. But Dadi made it very easy. She said, what it means to become 16 celestial degrees complete, it means to have two main qualities. One is power to mold and power to accommodate. Within this, all the celestial degrees purity will come. You know, because what makes the soul, when you look at golden age, it is 16 celestial, silver age 14 degrees. What are the 2 degrees that was lacking that made the soul go to silver age? Again, it is purity, it is remembrance. You know, because of lack of percentage of purity, And the lack of percentage of purity is due to lack of accurate remembrance. So the two things that is important for us to attain perfect stage that will lead us into 16 celestial degrees complete is power to mold, because those who can mold, they are real gold. You know, rolled gold does not mold, but real gold can bend, can adjust. So if I can work on these two, that's enough already. Power to mold, power to accommodate, purity and remembrance. You know, because in remembrance, if it is lack of remembrance, why? Because there is lack of purity. Purity and remembrance are like a seesaw. One cannot go without the other. You know, the more remembrance you have now, you can have more remembrance now when you have purity consciously in this birth. The more purity, the more remembrance. The more remembrance, your impurity of 63 births of the past will be incinerated. And when you have more remembrance now, some of the sins that I have committed can be erased. Because there are two ways of becoming pure. One is to burn the sins of the past through powerful remembrance. And the second is to erase some of the sins by performing elevated actions. So both are possible when there is purity. So that is why Baba emphasized so much on the importance of purity in Brahmin life, because it is the breath of Brahmin life. So when I have purity of mind, my intellect becomes satoguni. You know, Dadi Janki always talks about one is satopradan stage, and in that my intellect is satoguni. That means totally clean. You know, satoguni, satopradan, satoguni intellect. So perfect stage means such purity in mind, divinity in the intellect. You know, that is why in golden age they are called Parasnath, lords and lady of divinity, Parasnath and Parasnathini. So Paras means they call philosopher's stone, you know. Anything that comes in touch with that Paras, it becomes gold. So that means I have to really work on complete purity. So the more purer, the more feeling I get moving towards perfection. So that means there is nothing lacking, you know. That is why you see in the path of devotion, deities are always shown with their hand like this, giving. You know, they are bestowers. That's why they invoke Lakshmi on Deepavali day for wealth. So which is like prosperity. So they have everything, nothing lacking. So this is why I need to check myself. To what extent I have become full, content, first of all. And that is why Baba has been emphasizing on this virtue of contentment. So that is the foundation. When I am content, I can be full. And you can be content when you are satisfied. Satisfaction leads to contentment. Contentment makes you full. When you are full, you are complete, and when you are complete, it leads to perfection. It's not like one stage after the other. It's just a fine line. You know, it's just a fine line moving. So we may be in percentage. Now that percentage also has to be erased. So that's why Baba says, instead of number wise, we become wise, so the numbers will be removed. We will all become equal. So our aim to become Bap Saman. So that is why we have the example of Brahma Baba. So whatever actions I am performing, I need to check. If Brahma Baba was in this situation, what would he do? You know, that is why we hear from time to time Sakar Baba's experiences. So we should bring those experiences in front of us. So then we don't feel that I am doing something for the first time. So it feels like I have done it many times before. So actually, you know, contentment is also one form of purity. Because when there is total contentment, when we become the jewels of contentment, there is total purity, it will invoke all other virtues. So that is why contentment is called the crown virtue. A king, without contentment, if he may have crown, but if he is not content, he is not a king. But we are carefree kings, without crown, but crown of light, because there is contentment. So anything that takes away our contentment, I need to check something lacking. That I have not taken from Baba, I try to take from human beings. And so I am not able to remain full. So understand the secret from today. Take from one and give all. Even if somebody is giving you anything, they are giving you what they have taken from Baba only. So why not you take directly from God? Why you are, you know, complaining that soul did not give when they don't have enough? You know, so this is why when I have that kind of self-respect, that after attaining Baba, I have attained everything that is only possible when I take from one Baba. Then I won't have any complaint that anybody did not give me anything. So then others receive from me. So the more others receive, the more I remain prosperous. So that is how Baba would like to see all of us this season like him. You know, when all of us become complete and perfect, everybody will see only Baba everywhere. There will be vision of Baba everywhere. So then Baba's name will be glorified very soon and very easily. So in this meditation today, today's third Sunday, we have an opportunity to serve the world. So usually we encourage souls to emerge that feeling of belonging, the world belonging, the feeling of belonging, and see myself embracing the whole world and just create the thought, whatever I have received from Baba, let all souls, my brothers, receive those inheritance from Baba. So I just sit with Baba on the top of the world globe and let it reach out into the world. So please take your seat soon. Dadi will be here. And those who are sitting, I request you again, come and sit in the front. Let Dadi don't have to say it again. जो भी पीछे पीछे बैठे हैं वो थोड़ा आगे आ जाइए. हिंदी वाले भी बहुत सीट्स खाली है. मेनी सीट्स आर एम्प्टी. सो बिफोर दादी कम्स प्लीज टेक योर सीट्स एंड लेट अस क्रिएट एन एटमॉस्फियर सो वी कैन फ्लाई टुगेदर विद दादी फॉर नेक्स्ट वन आवर. थैंक यू.